Welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, day after a 24-3 loss at the hands of the Miami Dolphins. We were both in the locker room today, John.
Yes, and yesterday.
And that's right. Both days subdued, but this has been a theme for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But this week was worse than others.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 2-12, when you've lost 9, 10 out of 11 games, you know, that's how it's going to be. And the players talked a lot today about, you know, trying to finish strong, trying to do something to salvage these last few weeks. And that's what they've got to do. But it's not a happy place. You know, I used to talk to somebody in Indianapolis who covered the Colts with me. And when things are going bad, they don't want you in there. You don't want to be in there. But everybody's got a job to do. So that's the mood of the locker room.
The third quarter was, again, an issue. I think the Jaguars gave up 200 yards mm-hmm. for the Dolphins in the third quarter.
Yes.
And it's been a theme throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, as one player said yesterday, I think it was Rasheen Mathis, hey, if we knew, we would get fixed. But it's clearly a problem. You go into halftime, and you go into these situations all year where you're close, you're competing, it's there, and all of a sudden one or two things happen, and the wheels come off. And it has been an issue all season, and you would hope that in the last couple of games they would do something to get it fixed, but so far hadn't happened.
When a head coach is 2-12, Monday press conferences can become a little bit tight, mm-hmm. and that was the scenario today.
Right.
He handled it okay, though, right?
Well, as was the case in the locker room, you get certain questions when things aren't going right, and Mike was asked about those things, and he basically said, hey, there's two games to go. There's too much going on for him to worry about what might be being said publicly, what might be said in the media. It's not his job to worry about that right now, and he's going to focus these last two games on what he's supposed to be focusing on.
And that's football and getting Precisely. Guys back on the field. And there is some good news out of the press conference today. Maurice Jones-Drew and Darryl Smith mm-hmm. should see a little time on the practice field this week.
Yeah, they're both going to get back out there. Mike said there was probably a little better chance of Darryl playing on Sunday than Maurice. They're both football players. They're both still trying to get back in there. And so we'll see what the week brings with that. But they're both trying to play sometime this season.
Johnny, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
Off day Tuesday, the New England Patriots are coming in. We'll preview that game on Wednesday on Inside the Jaguars.